जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद्श डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. So first of all, I'd like to seek blessings from all the ladies who are here, who are, according to our teachings, Srila Prabhupada's teachings, that one should see all women other than one's own wife as mother. So I pray to all mothers to please give me your blessings to do this service. Since it's Mother's Day, I thought we'll touch upon the spirit of Mother's Day. It's not a Vaishnava celebration in the sense the way you take a particular day of the year and recognize the contributions of one's mother. The Vaishnava method is that one recognizes, honors, and is grateful to one's mother every day. Because a Vaishnav lives a life of gratitude. And it's not necessary to have a particular day marked off. However, it's important and it's nice. Just as every day is a celebration, but there are key festivals that we mark. So what I thought we'll do is in the next 30-35 minutes, touch upon the greatness of a few mothers in our tradition. One mother is Queen Kunti. For those of you who don't know who Queen Kunti is, her picture is hanging on that wall back there. Another mother is Mother Yashoda. Her picture is hanging on the wall there. Another mother is Mother Sachi Devi, who is the mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't have her picture, but her son is on the altar there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we'll touch upon Mother Suniti, the mother of Dhruva Maharaj. So, by no means can I do justice to these four great personalities in about a half hour. But given that it is Sunday feast, we only get probably just sort of summaries or overviews of things. Srila Prabhupada would narrate a story that there was a young man who found himself in prison, sentenced to death. And so the prison authorities asked him, "Do you have any last wishes?" And he said, "Yes, I'd like to meet my mother." So his mother was called, and when she came to meet him, he told her, "Please come close. I want to say something to you in your ear." So when she gave him her ear, he bit it off. So she was in this excruciating pain. "What have you done? Why did you do something like this?" And he said to her, "I am in this condition today because you did not correct me when I was young. When I was doing all sorts of things, you did not correct me. You did not tell me that this is not right. Or you did not tell me what is right. So I just had to figure out on my own." It means, according to our teachings, the mother, also the father, but today we're talking about mothers. The mother has a very unique responsibility. The responsibility is to make sure that her son or daughter makes their life successful. And just so that there is no confusion about what is success, our teachings also tell us what is success. The success of any child, for that matter, any living being, specifically human beings, the success is that in this life, one becomes God-realized. In this life, one awakens one's love for God. And in this life, one dedicates one's human spirit for the service of Krishna or God. One who is able to do so, such a person is called supremely successful. And the teachings are that anything else, one may be successful from a worldly perspective. They may be the CEOs of something, the president of some country, you know, the most popular actor or sports personality or literary figure. All of that is considered a waste from a spiritual perspective. All of that is considered a waste if a person hasn't awakened their God consciousness. And motherhood is considered failure if she hasn't encouraged it in her son or daughter. So the responsibility of motherhood or parenthood in general is very high. It's a life of responsibility. And the calling, the call to action is also of a very serious nature. It is not just that someone has a child, they give them clothes, they give them food, they send them to school, they get them married, they take care of their grandchildren, and that's a successful life. It's not, unfortunately. It is a human life, but it's not a successful human life. So we take inspiration from great mothers in all traditions, specifically in our, because there's a plethora of examples. So the first is Mother or Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti was the mother of 6, but 5 very illustrious sons. She's known as the mother of the Pandavas. And in our history, this is about 5,000 years ago, her sons became the rulers of the entire planet. She was the early widow of King Pandu. She had 3 sons with him, and 2 sons were through Madri. However, Pandu died early, and the turn of circumstances were such that Queen Kunti became the mother of all 5 children. And she was the object, she and her sons were the object of a very sinister conspiracy. Because her husband's brother, King Dhritarashtra, who was blind, had 100 sons who were very envious of these 5 sons, their 5 cousins. And so these 100, with the very, non-active but passive participation of their blind father, planned, or very systematically planned, to kill their cousins so they can usurp the throne. The leader of them was Duryodhana. So Duryodhana did, from the childhood all the way to the later years, until it was a massive fratricidal war, Duryodhana was constantly planning to kill his brothers. So this verse, this is a foundational verse for tonight's discussion, is from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, text number 24. The scene is that Krishna is leaving, though the war is over, and Krishna is leaving he's leaving Hastinapur to go back to his own place, Dwaraka. And all the residents have come out to bid farewell to Krishna. Queen Kunti has also come. And Queen Kunti offers these beautiful prayers in 25 verses. So one such verse, she says, "My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poisoned cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fight." where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashwatthama. So, because she is very grateful, she is recounting all the different ways in which Krishna was always there to protect her and her children. Now, this is the greatness of a mother, that she recognizes that her ability to give love to her children comes from Krishna. There isn't anyone in this universe, in creation, who is an independent source of love. There isn't anyone. There cannot be anyone. Because love, by nature, by definition, comes from the source of love. That word, the source of love, in Sanskrit is Rama, or the source of all pleasure. So no entity in this world can be an independent source of love. We can all be what are called instrumental sources of love. The mother is given the role of giving unconditional love. Her love comes closest to unconditional love. In this material world, there isn't something called unconditional love. As unconditional as it might seem, unconditional by definition is that it cannot change with time. It cannot change with circumstance. Now, there is nothing in this world that doesn't change with time or circumstance, because everybody dies. So that has to change. So the only relationship that never changes in terms of time or circumstance is a relationship with Krishna. So naturally, Krishna is the only unconditional, I guess, a lover. And one can perfect one's life in becoming an unconditional instrument of that love. This is the perfection of motherhood, fatherhood, leadership, or guru. So Queen Kunti is showing her perfection by recounting how Krishna has constantly helped them in different circumstances. So for example, from a poisoned cake. When the Pandavas were young boys, one of the brothers, the second one, was Bhima, very, very strong, and also a formidable enemy for Duryodhana. So Duryodhana had decided that he is going to secretively poison his brother's, I guess, cake. And so when Bhima ate this cake, he was, naturally the poison took effect. And then he fell unconscious, and Duryodhana pushed him into a very deep river, hoping to never see him again. But as providence would have it, Bhima went into the nether regions. He went to Netherlands and was stung by poisonous snakes from that land. And their poison from the snakes actually acted as an antidote to the poison that was in the cake. Not only that, he became so strong that not only did he come back alive, he came back tenfold stronger. And Duryodhana was so frustrated. But that didn't stop him. Then he planned. He told Queen Kunti, there's a beautiful house right here in the forest, because when they were going to go on exile, some of you know Mahabharata. If you don't, you know, someday we should, you know, talk about Mahabharata. But today is that there was a game of dice. Duryodhana cheated in the game of dice. Yudhishthira lost everything. And the deal was that whoever loses has to go to the forest in exile for 13 years. And the 13th year should be a year incognito. And if you are caught, then you have to extended by 13 more years. So as they were leaving for exile, Duryodhana said, there is a beautiful house in the forest. You can live there. The house was made of shellac, and the plan was, as soon as they rest there, that house will be put on fire. So Queen Kunti and all the 5 Pandavas will be charred or dead. But Vidura, as the story goes, as Krishna's agent, Vidura whispered a really cryptic secret into Yudhishthira's ears, which told him that something's going to happen that night. So he had a tunnel dug. It was already there. They just came out of the tunnel and they were saved. When the game of dice, this is a lesson that if any one of us is interested in gambling, then this is like a serious consequence of what gambling can do to a person. When the game of dice was lost by Yudhishthira, he had to pay as collateral for another opportunity. So he first put all of his kingdom, then he put all of his brothers as collateral, finally his own wife, Draupadi, as collateral, and he lost. And Duryodhana was overjoyed. And so he asked his younger brother, Dushasana, go and bring her here and make her sit on my lap. That was the insult that he was going to subject Draupadi to. But Draupadi could not come into the assembly because there were all these great generals and men, and she didn't find her place there. So Dushasana caught her by the hair and dragged her into this assembly. So it's a very nerve-wracking story. I'm not going to go into it. But we know the story that Krishna protected her by giving her unlimited sari to cover herself when Dushasana was ordered to disrobe her completely in public. Then during the exile, literally every day Duryodhana was plotting against the Pandavas, and every day he would send a new challenge to the Pandavas, and Krishna protected them again and again and again and again. One famous story is when Durvasa Muni came with 60,000 disciples. There was no food at home, and he asked Draupadi to cook for them. So and Krishna came and protected them. But in all of this, the greatness of Queen Kunti is that in all of this, she had only one objective. That the friendship that Krishna had with her sons should always grow. And that friendship should never be eclipsed, or that friendship should never get affected negatively. So that's the role of a mother. That the success of her motherhood is that when her child has a relationship with Krishna, and that she encouraged that relationship at the risk of her own happiness, which is the next story. Mother Sachi, the mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Mother Sachi didn't know. So Mother Sachi and her husband, Jagannath Mishra, had 9 daughters first. Unfortunately, none of the daughters survived. Then they had one son, whom they named Vishwarup. And then they had another son, whom they named Vishwambhar. And this is Lord Chaitanya. And Vishwambhar and Vishwarup grew up to be fine boys. And Vishwarup, right from his young age, seemed to be very interested in spiritual topics. Generally, parents, as those coming from India, they're happy if their children are religious. they get very disturbed if their children become spiritual. If their children go to the temple or some place of worship once a week, offer a little prayer to, please help me pass my exams, please help me get this job, then the parents are like, oh, very good, very good. If they do it more than a week, more than once a week, then it's very bad. What is happening to you? What are you going to do with your life? What is this? This is not the time for all of this. This is for after you retire. So there were some devotees like that in India who were encouraging a young man in his spiritual life. So his elderly father became very upset. Why are you encouraging my son to become a monk? No. He has to get married. He has to have children, find a job. Then, when he's frustrated, then he can become a monk. So he came to the devotees and said, what are you teaching my son? This is not the age for it. Now is the age to study, enjoy life. This is for retired people. So the devotee said, yes, you're right. Let your son go. You join us. He said, No. I still have to take care of my grandchildren or something like that. So they get concerned if they become too spiritual. So Mother Sachi, as the role of a very loving mother, was very attached, because after so many children she had these two boys, and the first boy was already showing indications of, you know, monk-like behavior. She's like, oh, this is not okay. So she kept her younger son, Nimai, very guarded. And every day she would send him, go bring your elder brother. He must be in Advaita Acharya's house listening to Bhagavatam all the time. So Nimai Pandit, Nimai would go, young Nimai would toddle, as a toddler would go, bring Vishwaroop home. And as years passed by, Vishwaroop left home in, you know, pursuit of being a monk. So Mother Sachi became very concerned. So she spoke to her husband, before the second one darts out of the door, we should get him married. Hare Krishna. So anyway, as the pastime proceeds, Lord Chaitanya got married to Lakshmi Priya. Then, I'm going through the story fast, Lakshmi Priya met with untimely demise, and then he married Vishnu Priya. Both are consorts of the Lord, so there are inner meanings, but we're just talking story here right now. So he married Vishnu Priya Devi. She was 16 years old, and he was not even 24. Then, now this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The reason for his appearance is not to have two wives. The reason for his appearance is to spread the mission of God consciousness throughout the world. And to fulfill that, he had to take sannyas. So the special arrangement was such that he meets his spiritual master and he decides to take sannyas. He decides to renounce his family life. For Mother Sachi, that was like the end of the world. Oh, my son. But she did not interfere in that. Now, this is why Mother Sachi is very great. Although she was very attached to Nimai, I mean, he's Krishna, who's not attached to him? But as a mother, although she was very attached, this was the only son she had now, because Vishwaroop had gone as a monk, the nine daughters did not survive. This was the only son. And she did not want to stop him, although she wanted to stop him as well. So she let him take sannyas with a condition. So, mothers out there, you can make a condition. The condition was, you live in Jagannath Puri. You live in a holy place that's not far from the house. So, ISKCON Chicago is not far from any of your houses, in case you have anything. Mothers. not too far. That way I can come and see you once in a while as you are there. And I devotees keep coming for home programs, I'll get message about you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed that instead of Vrindavan, he will stay in Chicago, Jagannath Puri. That was intentional. He decided to stay in Jagannath Puri. As difficult as it was for Mother Sachi that her only son left at the age of 24, whether she understood or not the grandiose of his mission, her motherhood is considered to be perfect. That she, at the right moment, did not consider her affection, but she considered what is best for her son. She considered what her son's decision was, what her son's choice was. Of course, this was not Lord Chaitanya, but suppose her son decided, I want to waste my life. Then too, a mother should say, it's your life. But even if she had checked him, like the first story, that's proper. But when a son or daughter decides to dedicate their life to Krishna, the perfection of a mother is to not interfere in that, in fact to encourage it. This is very important. And in case any mother is having some anxiety, story of Dhruva should give us some solace. Because for such mothers, they get a free ticket back to the spiritual world. So Dhruva was a young son, 5-year-old boy, of Suniti. Suniti had a co-wife, Suruchi, who also had a son from King Uttanapada. And they all happily lived in the same palace. And one day, Dhruva came to be with his father and saw that his older brother, Uttama, was sitting on his father's lap. So he too wanted to sit on his father's lap, natural, as a 5-year-old would want to. But he was checked by Suruchi. Stop! You cannot sit on your father's lap because you have not taken birth from my womb. You're not qualified. Maybe in your next life, if you take birth from my womb, maybe you can sit on your father's lap. So don't sit. How to explain that to a 5-year-old? And so he was crying. He was feeling very disappointed and dejected. So he ran to his mother, Suniti, and said, what is this? Is it true that I cannot sit on my father's lap? Is it true that I am not qualified? She said, what to do? It's unfortunate, but that's the truth. I would like to have a kingdom because I want to take revenge. I want to have a kingdom that is not greater than my father's, but something that's greater than my grandfather's kingdom. Why my grandfather? I want a kingdom that's greater than my great-grandfather's kingdom, which was the whole universe at that time. Now, many 5-year-olds make such claims, and we, chuckle and laugh and pat them on the back. But Suniti, she saw that Dhruva was very determined. So he asked her, who can help me fulfill my dream to be the king of a place that's greater than my great-grandfather's kingdom? She says, I don't know, but I've heard that Lord Krishna can fulfill everyone's desires. And the great sages go into the forests in search of him. So that might be a way you can pray to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. And for that one instruction that she gave him to help him, to put him on the right track in search of Lord Vishnu, she is considered one of the greatest mothers that her reference is made in Srimad Bhagavatam. So the story goes, Dhruva went into the forest, he met his guru Narada Muni. Narada Muni gave him a specific mantra to chant and a method to follow, a particular discipline to follow. And within 6 months, young boy Dhruva saw Lord Vishnu face to face. and Lord Vishnu appeared. So when Lord Vishnu appeared, Dhruva had no more desire for this kingdom anymore. He said, Swamin, kritartosmi varam na yache. I'm so satisfied that I do not want any benediction. I do not want anything from this world because I have seen you. Having once seen you is the epitome of all success that's possible in this creation. And I have seen you, and that's all I care about. I just want to serve you. I don't want anything else that's within this world. But Lord Vishnu still gave him Dhruvaloka and told him, you will rule over it for 36,000 years. And after that, this, as the story goes, Dhruva became fully perfect in his spiritual life. And at the end of his life, there was a special aircraft for him that came from the spiritual world with the attendants of Lord Vishnu waiting to take him. So when he was about to set his foot on the plane, it is described he had to step on the head of Mrityu because he's going to go for eternal life. He stopped for a moment and he considered, what about my mother? And the members of the spiritual world, the emissaries of Lord Vishnu, said to him, just look there. There was a similar plane waiting for his mother. She too went back to the spiritual world. Just for that one thing she did for him, she put him on the right track. So, motherhood is not an easy service. In fact, it is one of the most difficult services. It requires patience. It requires great amount of giving. And the mother gives not just affection, but, you know, her own tissues to nurture the body of her child, carries the embryo for 40 weeks and takes care of her child or children for the rest of their lives. So the responsibility to put their children on the right track is not easy. So motherhood is a fantastic service. So even more fantastic is when the mother puts her child or children on the track of God consciousness or the path of self-realization. And that means she also has to check her own attachments or hesitancy or resistance. However, that is the most beneficial for her children. And when she gives fully to that cause, to nurture the latent Krishna consciousness of her children, that mother becomes the most glorious. Mother is already glorious, she becomes the most glorious. And so the calling from our teachings is that service is so great, therefore we honor our mothers. We honor, for that matter, we honor all women as mothers. Prabhupada taught us that all women must be treated as mothers and respected as mothers. Because in our tradition, mothers are given the highest position. So that's something I wanted to share. Any comments, questions? Any of the mothers would like to say something? If you are upset with me, you can tell me after the class. Yeah, can we pass the mic to the mother? Padma here.
While you were describing about Dhruva Maharaj mother, how she did it, I was thinking about Mirabai. Mirabai mother, when she was pregnant with Mira, she prayed to Krishna that my child should be Krishnamai. I'm sure everybody understand Krishnamai. And that's how she prayed, and you can see the example of Mirabai, that she was into Krishna the whole time. So yes, mothers are very responsible. You're
fantastic.
Right.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll serve dinner upstairs. In a few minutes, dinner's upstairs on the third floor. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hare Krishna.
Nice to hear you and nice to see you.
Nice to see
and
you.
On such an auspicious day, my best wishes for you all the time.
Thank you very much.
I'm like your sister. I cannot take the, you know, seat of mother.
Well,
but
everyone
but
is
my elder sister. I always love her.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You want to get in there?
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Bolo,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Madhare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Hare